This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is New Music Friday. It's something that we call the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
We have new Christmas music from Taylor Swift, but I'm not going to play that yet for you. First, I want to play you Niall Horan.
Yes.
We got a lot of 1D music. You remember the song Slow Hands from him, right?
Of course.
That was a jam.
He's a lovely kid.
He's
absolutely
a super nice guy. He's been here before, right?
Absolutely.
He caused hysteria in the building here.
People climbing fences.
Girls were climbing fences trying to break into our building here at Mix 104.1 to meet that delightful gentleman. So this is new music from Niall. It's called Put a Little Love on Me, Kennedy.
Darling, put a little love on me. Put a little love on me. When the lights come up and there's no shadows dancing, I look around as my heart is collapsing. 'Cause you're the only word I need.
Whew.
That's good.
People's got the pipe.
I love that, man.
Love that.
Yesterday, I was driving in my car, and this song came on one of the stations I have, and I'm waiting for a stoplight so I could Shazam it. And I didn't know. I thought it was an old song I hadn't heard before.
Right.
Here for it.
Put a little love on me.
It's original, beautiful. But it's instantly familiar, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has an older vibe to it.
Yeah. Like, I can... Honestly, it kind of reminds me of like a Beatles, like an old Paul McCartney or something. So good. All right, like I said, all about One Direction this morning.
It's a little One Direction off.
Yes.
Give it to me.
Harry Styles, right? You like Harry Styles from 1D?
I love Harry.
This was his song, Sign of the Times. Remember this one, Kennedy?
Yes.
This was like an epic ballad. Go ahead, sing it, Annie. Sing it away.
No.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times.
Another one that has like a Beatles vibe to it, right? That song?
That's Bowie right there, buddy.
Is it? A little Bowie? Bowie? Okay, okay. So this is Harry Styles' new song. It's called Adore You.
Annie just died a little.
Oh.
Got a little Weekend vibe to it.
It's like Bruno Mars and Charlie Puth had a baby and just gave it to me.
And gave it to you.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars was a stork.
All right. So, man, Niall Horan and Harry Styles both hitting it out of the park.
The 1D Broys bought it today, huh?
Yes. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Kennedy, do you recognize this voice?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, that's Adam Lambert. Of course, spending a little time as the lead singer for Queen.
A little bit of time. I feel like it's been many years.
Right.
Yes.
Well, the fans seem to love him, but he's got a new song all by himself, Kennedy. This one is called Believe from Adam Lambert.
Do you believe in life after love?
Yes, it is a cover of Cher's classic.
I can feel something inside me say, I really
back in my day, Annie, when that song came out, I can remember my boss and I getting into a fight. He's like, this song is garbage. I was like, are you kidding me? This song is amazing. How does he get that high in his register?
He's just so talented.
It's perfect. It's like watching water. Do you know what it means? Listening to water, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, but my favorite thing about when Cher did that song is she was belting it out.
Right.
And he kind of had it soft.
And seriously auto-tuned.
Do you believe in life after love?
He's just pure.
I wanted to sing me a lullaby.
Right? I can feel something inside me
say, I really don't think. If you'd have told me it was a woman singing, I would have believed you. I never would have guessed that was Adam Lambert.
He's so talented.
All right, before we get to the Taylor Swift Christmas song, I have one other new song for you, Kennedy. Camila Cabello, who's apparently releasing songs every other day. This one is called This Love.
Meghan Trainor called.
Literally.
And said, thanks, though.
Yeah, she makes my stomach hurt. I'm not kidding.
You guys are hard on Camila.
That's a Shawn Mendes thing, man.
Like, I was wondering, we were being too nice today, so.
All right.
I'm rubbing her head.
I have really gone through her music and read her lyrics. The lyrics are beautiful. Her voice is so god-awful that I really can't listen to her music. I'm sorry. Wow. I know I can't sing, and I'm not saying I can, but I'm not a famous singer. She's so bad.
You do use her voice for a living, though.
It is so bad.
To you, in your humble opinion.
That's what this judgment zone is.
It is.
Did you also not like it, Kennedy?
I'm just not a big fan of her voice either. And like I said, Meghan Trainor called, and she wants her song back.
It kind of has a little bit to me of like an Alessia Cara vibe.
But bad.
Ouch. Okay.
Alessia's voice is better.
Well, Alessia Carr is a fantastic singer. All right, guys, are you here for it? Are you ready for it?
Ready.
You Swifties. Woo-hoo. The song from Taylor Swift is called Christmas Tree Farm. So she posted something that said it's true. She was raised on a Christmas tree farm.
She posted
farm.
A video, and it's adorable.
It's so cute.
I haven't seen the video.
It's home videos of her when she was wee.
So
it's awesome.
Was she really raised on a Christmas tree farm, or was this just being funny?
No,
she really was.
All right, here it is. Brand new from Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm.
I want to hate it so bad, and I can't.
Me too.
I hate the name of the song, though. Christmas Tree Farm?
Yeah, but it's personal to her. That's the best thing about it.
I love that. I love that it's about the Christmas Tree Farm. I just think Christmas Tree Farm is a terrible name for the song.
No, because I think it distinguishes from the rest of the garbage Christmas music that's out there. The video really did it for me. If I didn't see the video, then I would hate it. But
something a little more subtle in the name.
No.
You know, it didn't have to be so.
She's not subtle at all. There's nothing subtle about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I do like the song, though. All right, so that is new from Taylor Swift, some Christmas music called Christmas Tree Farm. So we had Niall Horan in there, Harry Styles, Adam Lambert, and Camila Cabello. What was your favorite, Kennedy?
I like that Niall.
Yeah, the Niall was good, right?
That Harry's a close second.
Harry Styles, baby.
I like Niall and Harry, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong one. I want to hear this. Yeah. I think that's my favorite one. From the 603, the video is Heart, 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 Love. Yup, 40-year-old Swiftie.
No shame.
Hashtag no shame. I'm so happy about Adam. Who better to make a cover than Adam? And yes, Annie, it is wretched. She's the female Bono.
Hey.
I am about to jump through the text machine and take somebody out.
That is not my words. That is not my words. I am not having the 55-year-old community come for me. That is not my words.
55.
55.
Ouch.
51.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.